From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Today marks 1 month since Florida schools closed to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. School districts have continued offering free food, trying out different strategies like grab-and-go meals handed out in bus loops. All of the school districts in South Florida have seen demand for food go up as the closures have dragged on. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman talked to Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie about how to get free meals at schools and what it might take to keep that going.
Just to give you some background, over 60% of our students qualify for free and reduced meals, so that's breakfast and lunch. So we made sure that we stood up 47 feeding sites around the county initially for the first week, and the second week we also expanded to another additional 4 sites, experimenting with offering the meal pickups 2 days a week, where they would pick up breakfast and lunch for multiple days rather than just having it there every day. We think that's a win-win. It's a win for our parents. That's less trips they can make. And for our food services staff, those are less days that they would need to work out and be delivering food to the public. So we are looking to possibly expand that from the 3 or 4 sites that are doing it now to more. And then finally, we have an organization we're working with this week, and hopefully we'll make an announcement within next week or so that will leverage a deal to engage restaurants in preparing meals for families above and beyond what we're able to provide through the school lunch program. It's good for the restaurants, right? Because it brings money into an industry that's been severely impacted. They prepare meals. Those meals are then delivered to families, and we could certainly do that through our delivery sites that we have throughout the county.
I understand the district has seen the demand for free meals at schools increase throughout the time that schools have been closed because of COVID-19. I'm just curious how much of an increase, like what the numbers were early on and what they're looking like now.
The first week, we had roughly 90,000 meals that were served at those sites. The next week, we increased by over 30%, actually more than 40, about 40%, to over 130,000 meals. I believe some of the factors that drove that, one is we continue to do more and more communications around that directly to our families.
I would guess one part of the equation is that so many families have lost income, and therefore there might be people who previously would not need to rely on schools as a source of meals, but now might be struggling to buy food.
I think that's absolutely correct. You're seeing people now that would traditionally have the resources to be able to do that, but now that they've got to figure out how to stretch every dollar to continue to support the family, as many may have lost jobs or they may be furloughed, or there's a high degree of uncertainty that they will be able to go back to a company that's still viable. The unemployment numbers have continued to soar in incredible fashion over the last couple of weeks, and we see a strong correlation with that. And our families taking advantage of this. And so we expect those numbers to probably continue to go up somewhat.
Is the district considering trying to continue this level of meal distribution during the summer? This being an atypical summer, a summer that's going to be very difficult for a lot of families economically. I don't know if there's a way for the school district to kind of keep this up even when schools wouldn't have been open anyway.
We would love to do that. We think it's the right thing to do. Unless we get additional federal funding, it's going to be a challenge to support the community in ways that we would like to. I believe our congressional delegation is going to fight hard to ensure that we receive funding, and some of those funds need to be directed to addressing some of those needs that we see our communities are facing. And food security is a big one on top of the list.
That was WLRN's Jessica Bakeman speaking with Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie. For more information on how to find free food for kids, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.